Talk.
How many servings of fruits and vegetables do you have in your fridge right now? If you're like most people, the answer is simply not enough. But who can? It is difficult to keep your family stocked up with the recommended amounts of fruits and vegetables every day without a daily trip to the grocery store. If only there was a way to get all the recommended fruits and vegetables into your diet. Balance of Nature is the easiest way to do just that. Balance of Nature utilizes years of scientific research to give you the most efficient way to eat your fruits and vegetables on a daily basis. We source fruits and vegetables that meet our rigorous standards of quality and quickly put them through an advanced cold, dark drying process, locking in the dense nutrient content. This food is then ground up and placed into capsules for you to take at your convenience. Make eating healthy easy by going online to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751. And be sure to get 35% off your first order as a preferred customer by using discount code KATE.
Lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
I had no problems, yeah. Burning down the one-night stands. Everything around me, yeah. Got to stop to feeling so low. And I decided quickly. Yes, I did. To disco down. Check out the show. Yeah, they're all dancing and singing and moving to the grooving. And just when it hit me, somebody turned the crowd and shouted, play that fucking music.
Hi there, welcome back. Hey, Daly Show. We're almost to 11 million on SoundCloud. That's just the recording after the show. That's like the recording of the live show after the show. Yeah. Woo! Just hit 10 million last week.
I wish they could measure how many people actually turn their radio on.
I know, right? It's all over the place. We welcome you back. And thanks to Chris Ann Hall, LibertyFirstSociety.com, where she holds those classes and talks about those things. Because I thought the same thing, too, when I first read it. I thought, no, they're not giving over sovereignty. They're talking about health crisis, but we already defer to them for health crisis. And our CDC uses them, the WHO. Anyway. So welcome back. And then, of course, I've got to mention MyPillow because this is the place to go get those Father's Day gifts. And the robe and the slippers, you'll be doing them a huge favor if you get those. They have considerable savings right now and up to 90% off. And people keep asking me for some reason about the pillow topper, the mattress topper.
Really?
Yeah, I have to say, and what's funny is, so I've gotten emails about it this week, and then my husband was mentioning it, because we have one on one bed, and he said, man, that bed is so comfortable. He had just been sitting on it. He goes, that bed is so, I think it's one of our most comfortable beds. And I have to say, if you want to turn a bed into a brand new bed, then for sure, go get the mattress topper because you can get it at such huge savings right now. Go to MyPillow.com and put in the code Kate. Pick up their sheets that are amazing. They wash perfectly and they look like new. They still look like brand new. They're awesome. And then also, and they're just so soft and clean and crisp. And then the pillows are fantastic. I have them on every bed of my home and everybody loves them when they come to stay. So make sure that you go to MyPillow.com. Help the show. We need it. I'm having to say that too. I really do. But we do. We need it. We have a lot of fees. We need it. And we are not corporate owned. So nobody owns us. Nobody tells us what to talk about. So please help us. Help yourself. Get some gifts. And go to MyPillow.com. Code word Kate. Hi, caller. Welcome to the... Okay. Well, I am trying to get there. Jeez, people. You must wait for a minute. Okay. So, by the way, Uncle Milty, there's a new strategy for feeling the fountain of youth.
Really?
Yeah, the fountain of youth. Because before we get to this more pressing thing I want to talk about as far as the elite goes and how they rule the world, the fountain of youth, this came out yesterday, to prevent aging. It's a fecal transplant. Sorry.
A fecal transplant?
Yeah. Yeah. I wonder who's going to sign up for this one. fecal transplant.
What do they put, baby poop in you?
I don't know. They switch out all the germs in the gut and all of these, I don't, you know what? I don't even want to know. It just sounds so
really?
Disgusting. Yeah.
What's wrong
transplant?
With probiotics? Can't we just do that?
You don't
do
want
that?
A fecal transplant from old donors? We'll do anything to look young. Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And they... anyway, I just thought I'd let all of you know that you can go get a fecal transplant. How fun. Okay, so... They'll come up with anything. And somebody out there, you know, some Orange County housewife will be like, ooh, I'm totally into that. Where do I sign
up? Yeah.
How much fecal matter can I have from an old person? I mean, come on, you guys.
I think you can accomplish the same thing by going and and having your colon checked.
They're calling them transferring fecal slurries. Just because you call it a slurry does not deflect off of what you're doing.
Thank goodness they don't call it a Slurpee.
Oh my gosh. I am signing up. We're going to get my new fecal. It's just so vile.
Oh my.
Or bile. Whichever. Anyway. All right. So I wanted to talk about this. This is a more serious topic. At hand, but why are the elites going to tell us what they're going to do? And I get this question a lot in email. You'd be so surprised. So let's go. I want to talk about this with you, and I want to get your two cents on this because everybody has a different theory, and some people don't think they tell us, okay, because they don't want to let the cat out of the bag. But then I bring up things like Richard Day and some of these people who have pretty much nailed what the future will hold. How would they know what exactly was going to play out? And it has played out so far. Okay. It just takes always longer than we think. That's kind of the key secret to that. But this one was all about the controllers are waging a war on the psyche. And not only hold a monopoly over knowledge, but censor truth, and then they foment falsehoods. And I had been reading an article that was really funny, and it was the disinformation of misinformed informers by the Good Citizen. This post has been fact-checked by official fact-checkers who are experts in disinformation, okay? The whole article's like that, and it's hilarious. And I thought about that because, of course, they always have to take the information. This is why you get adjectives in every news story. This is why you get told what to think and say, okay, and how to feel about a story. This is why you have women running around that are enraged and acting manic and crazy is because over murdering babies because they want to so bad because of the way they frame it in the news. So the public... The one crisis to the next, the ignoring the evidence, the tracking down of the deceivers, okay? All of these things, the public doesn't really get that. So we bring up, like today I showed the clip of Biden, you know, I played the clip of Biden with then saying that they're pretty much claiming everything is COVID. So it really made his lie that much more of a lie because then you're hearing the evidence, right? To say that we did it differently. But zero lessons have been learned with COVID. I don't know about zero. I think some people have woken up, but I do think there are a lot of people still asleep. Revelation of the method of the suppression of the counter argument, followed by a revelation of aspect of what really happened, but in a very limited way. So very rarely do they retract or correct and do it very limited and then also do it with a brainwashing technique.
This is exactly why they have articles titled like this. Mm-hmm. Biden handing over U.S. sovereignty to the U.N. World Health Organization.
Yeah.
They're trying to convince you that it's happening.
Yes. Yeah. You're exactly right. And it happens on the right and it happens on the left.
Yep.
The right is owned too. So I think that's something that people just don't get. They don't get it. So for example, vaccines were declared harmless until Pfizer debased their own safety claims, right? But not before everybody had been vaccinated, okay? Oh, yeah, that's right. We have hope, not data. And, we may have rushed that through. See, that kind of thing. They still didn't square with you and tell you exactly about the deaths, though. They haven't really been portraying that in the mainstream. So Michael Hoffman suggests that the ruling elite are giving notice of their supremacy by telling people that they are without recourse, events are beyond their control, and is destiny. Now, that's what the guy, Dr. Richard Day said to the crowd, supposedly, in 1969. He said, I'm going to tell you this now because this is going to happen, whether you like it or not. That's interesting. So eventually, a sense of apathy demoralizes to the point of conceding defeat to a system we're powerless to change. They want you to feel that way. So they do tell you what's going to happen, and it makes you feel powerless, right? And then it also makes you feel like, well, then if you're out there warning anybody else, you're the crazy one, so you tend not to. Mm-hmm. And then what happens is it does kind of give you a sense of apathy and that powerless state.
So I love the quote. Mm-hmm. CIA Director William Casey is reputed to have said to Ronald Reagan,
right,
we'll know our disinformation is complete when everything the American public believes is false.
Right. Right.
Wow.
Well, what's interesting is that's CIA director under Reagan, but then everyone is always Reagan is a man, you know, Reagan. Every time we actually had a game in the studio for years, because every time a person running for office would come in, we would say, well, who's your hero? Reagan. And we'd just laugh because we'd put it on the little tally as a, yep, another one for Reagan. Not that Reagan was bad. Everybody liked his personality. Mm-hmm. I get it. But there was a lot done under Reagan that was horrifying. But we don't want to see any of that.
But we also have to remember that just like presidents don't have the power to do things they do, like Biden's doing, Reagan also didn't have the power to stop Congress always from doing things. Yeah. So it's not the president. It's Congress.
It's Congress. Always. Yeah. It really is. We're the ones that have elevated the president to the stature that it is. And everybody knows by now, I would hope, listening to this show, that the word president meant manager, like a manager of McDonald's. The word president was lowly because back then we had kings and they wanted the president of the United States to be just that, like a McDonald's manager.
Yeah.
He wasn't supposed to have more power than that. So now the phrase president of the free world comes out a lot, right? You hear this a lot. But we're the ones that invented that. And as we started to conquer other nations, it became more evident that we were the leaders and controllers of the world. And so that's why that came into fruition. But we coined those phrases so that people will constantly say these things. And so they said in the grand scheme of things, okay, well, there's really no distinction. Let's talk about the two hemispheres, reality and illusion. So it's not so much that people have been robbed of their ability to decipher between the two, reality and illusion. It's the facts have been reoriented into fiction and fiction into facts. And then, of course, you have the misinformation, disinformation fact checkers now. But we don't even know that they don't know that they don't know what's happening. So it's kind of like a one-up chess game, really. And so in the grand scheme of things, humanity has perjured themselves and life as we know it has morphed into sort of a science fiction soap opera with few common ancestors to reality. So even right-thinking folks require the equivalent of a cerebral chainsaw to hollow out the slew of implausible narratives into something remotely resembling reality.
To me, it's like playing three-dimensional chess where you can only see two dimensions.
Yes.
And you don't know which two dimensions the other guy can see.
They're not just... So they go beyond fiction to predictive programming, but they're not just deceiving you. They're showing you that they're deceiving you so that you won't fight.
Right.
So that you'll give up. They enjoy this game. Remember Trading Places? The two old guys go get Eddie Murphy, and it's a game to them, and it's messing with his whole life.
Yep.
But it was a total game to them to see if they could do it. Well, this is also, there's a reason for it, and that is to get you to the point where you just think they'll always get their way, and you can't fight them. And it's a psychology tactic.
Yep.
That's why they do it. And for a lot, it works. I have felt that way sometimes. Yeah.
If you can't beat them, join them.
Thanks for that. Be right back. Kate Daly Show. Hey,
talk lines are open now. call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Duffy, do you guys remember her?
Why won't you release?
This song brings back a lot of memories for me. The kids wanted me to do a music video for my husband's birthday, and we did this song, and we all dressed up like Duffy and her singers, and we did a video. It was so corny. Anyway, it was so funny. My little kids, they had a blast. Anyway. Our own music video. But I guess Duffy was raped and drugged and taken to another country and held captive for a while. And she finally came out because everybody wondered what happened to her. And she stopped performing, stopped singing. And, you know, it always reminds me of like what they do to Hollywood and what happens to these people in Hollywood. And I suspect there's something there. Anyway. For the reason that she was, you know, tortured and drugged and everything else. All right. So Balance of Nature. I love you guys. I don't know what I would do without them right now. So please go take it. Please increase your immune system and please give it to your family members. This is a also a great gift. And you should be you should absolutely be storing this. There's no other product in your food storage that can deliver that many vitamins and nutrients to you. 31 vegetables and fruit, all the phytonutrients of those. And the process is very unique that they do. And it really is an amazing supplement. So they take out the air and water and they give you only the phytonutrients, the things that really benefit your body. So 31 of those a day. Packed into three veggie caps and three fruit caps. So go to balanceofnature.com and put in the code Kate and order up. I'm telling you, it works. I would not say that on the show if it didn't work, and it's fabulous. So let's talk about these elite, because this really is interesting. It's kind of fascinating, and people ask me this all the time. You know, why in the world do they tell us their plans? Because they always do. Look at the Rockefeller Report. Look at all of these different things that they've put out there. And they don't like us. They're depopulationists. So that's why I always think it's crazy when people trust them with their health and well-being. They don't like us. But they tell us that. Right?
Yep.
I mean, they're not just deceiving you, they're showing you that they're deceiving you. And so what is neither here nor there of to the deceived is the track record of their deceivers. We don't look at the track record ever. We never go back. We never look at it as a big, huge, whole plan. I mean, I can even read the scriptures and know where they're headed.
Exactly.
Honestly. But there's many people that read the scriptures that actually deny the scriptures in that way. They think it's a nice story, I guess, from way back and doesn't pertain to us right now, I guess. Even tells us what's coming. So, you know, we always get to find out. And they themselves, these wackadoodles, these psychopaths, the Club of 300, all the different clubs that run the world, the Klaus Schwabs that wears women's underwear on the beach. Pictures of him wearing pasties and women's underwear on the beach.
Yeah.
They tell us who they are all the time. Skull and bones. Why do we not believe them? Or why do we just, maybe because we wouldn't be this horrifying? What is it?
We're good people.
Yeah. It's hard to see.
Humans are good people and they can't. You know, we've also been trained not to hate our enemies. Mm-hmm. And it's just really hard to believe there's that much evil.
I know.
I don't have any trouble believing it. I've seen it firsthand myself too many times.
I mean, this isn't a show about theories. It's a show about telling you and exposing their conspiracies.
It's just like people don't believe, speaking of elites, that the Clintons have had a lot of people killed.
Yeah.
And yet, even though they're out of the limelight, one of their people was died this weekend unexpectedly. Mark Middleton, who was a special advisor and admitted the Jeffrey Epstein thing, passed away Saturday at the age of 59, and the cause of death was not revealed.
Interesting. Well, when the information started coming out about the shots, it's really kind of the timing of that, right? So Zelensky's standing ovation at Westminster knocked Pfizer's data release right off the rostrum. So they bypass giving you the news, even though you can go find it. You can know exactly what they've done. They'll replace it with a headline. That's why we also got Roe versus Wade, although they do want to use it to get bills through, sure. But that's why we got that too. So always the data that was supposed to be released by them, that of course didn't because Ukraine took over, the entire fiasco holds water because what people think they know for sure, that just ain't so, is a consensus. And so this preponderance of fabrication, all the falsehoods, the false prophets, you know, governing, right, at this time, people worship all of this, and they worship the media, they worship the news, they worship the governments. And our moral choices, not you and I, but the people out there, are guided by not virtue, not evidence, not anything. It's just what they're told in the moment. They go along.
And I've already run into people that think this governance board for disinformation is a good idea.
Right.
Because they don't want to find out what the truth is.
Mm-hmm.
They like the idea of somebody censoring the truth tellers.
Yeah, they do.
They really do.
Yeah. They don't want to hear. They want to put their head in the sand. I have learned that. And so it's not enough for these people to hold a monopoly over knowledge. They must deprive everybody else of its illumination or go one further and spread ignorance. They like to do that too. So it goes beyond censoring counter arguments to just fomenting falsehoods one after the other. And it's not so much about a societal breakdown, but self-immolation, right? And people are being misinformed and stupefied, and sent out as agents of disinformation. I mean, the girls that were standing on the street, and they're standing there going, women's rights, honk for freedom, honk for women. Women aren't in peril, honey. But to make it worse, maybe zero lessons have been learned. I don't know. I mean, what if they declared a lockdown today? Do you think anything would be different?
Would be with me.
I mean, I think it would be very different right now. I do. I think the populace wouldn't be having it. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yes. Am I on the show?
You're on. You're live.
Oh, great. Well, I saw the same three girls honking for women's rights. I think I said something to them that made the crickets chirp.
What did you say?
I asked them if I could have a one-on-one interview with their parents, with their mothers, to find out why they didn't exercise their rights and abort them. This conversation.
Oh, my gosh. They didn't know what to say, did they?
No, that's why the crickets were chirping, because anybody who is a human being and born had to have somebody that sacrificed and was willing to make the choice to life, not...
Love you.
Exactly.
Thank you so much. You made my day. You just made my day. So she asks the girls why she wants to interview their mothers and find out why they didn't use their freedom of choice to abort them. That's hilarious. That was awesome.
And they get stupefied when you say that.
They do.
Yeah.
They absolutely. Well, that's what happens when you start to ask like a leftist progressive or a rhino anything deeper. They don't know how to, they get very emotional. So we talked about that a lot on the show.
Lately there's been a lot of talk again about taxation and reducing taxes for the poor. Because they're being so hurt by everything that, you know, the rest of us don't feel. The poor don't pay taxes. Mm-hmm. How do you reduce taxes on people that don't pay taxes?
It's a negative?
Half the people in the United States do not pay income tax.
I know.
You can't reduce taxes for the poor.
Here's the big question, right? Doesn't matter which side of the fence you're on. A card-carrying member of the Great Awakening or the useful idiot on the lockdown. Are we all still part of the same problem? Have we all been taken hostage by a series of narratives laid on with a shovel by a predator class and designed for the sole purpose of keeping you not informed, sedentary, not spirited, right? That's their intent, mm-hmm. is to keep you just sitting there like deer in a headlight. And so, you know, it's interesting. I get a lot of emails, as you can imagine, about people that go, well, why haven't you talked about this and this and this? Don't you know? And they get kind of snarky. I can't believe you don't know. I can't talk about every single thing on every single show. And I feel like a broken record as it is. So I've covered a lot of topics. I don't think there is anything we haven't really covered. Is there?
I don't think so. And actually, regardless of the actual topic, the principles don't change.
They don't. They're always the same. But we have exposed a lot of conspiracies on the show.
Yeah.
And I mean definite conspiracies that were hatched by certain people like the Federal Reserve.
Mm-hmm.
Even going back to the Jesuits, you have all kinds of conspiracies, all kinds. And we have talked about almost all of them that I can even imagine. But I know that there's stuff that I don't know. I will always concede that I don't know everything, obviously. I couldn't. And we're always in the state of learning. But at least you can count on us to talk about everything that we're going to talk about, and we're not going to be told what to say. They love owning the media.
Oh, yeah.
And now, as I've been on the air for 10 years, I'll tell you, it's actually harder to get guests now than it was when I was on the Fox News affiliate. When I was on the Fox News affiliate, they just figured I was, I don't know, one of them. It was really easy to get guests. Much harder now because they realize that we're one of the few that's not bought and sold. And it is like a club. Okay? I'm just being honest. This is what it's like in radio, to be a show that's solely owned. But they part of their game and part of their own little, you can't ever call these people moral because they want the destruction of you, okay? But in their own twisted psychopath mind, this is kind of how they justify it. Well, we told them what was going to happen. They could have done something about it. We told them. Oh, guess you're so stupid, you get what you deserve. But you know what? I've said that about other people. You know, we've said that about the mask wearers that are still wearing them. You know, you get what you deserve, I guess. I guess you'll have cancer from all the toxins you breathe in for 2.5 years. You were told the truth, but you continue to want to believe it. So from where I sit, I can say that too. And this is what they use. This is part of the game that they use is, well, we told you. So I can wash my hands and look in the mirror, I guess, because even though I'm evil, I told you I was going to be evil. And you didn't do anything about it. So it's on you. And I think that's the other part of this. They have predictive programming. They have all kinds of ways that they keep you from correct information. They own all the media. They own all of Hollywood. They own the government. They own the schools. So all the places where we go to get informed and entertained, they own. So predictive programming is one of their favorite things. But they set that motion in early, just like they put the AP in charge of our elections. They, back in the mid-1800s, they want to make sure everything is controlled from top down. But that still, at the end of the day, doesn't mean we can't fight back. And I do think right now, because of the American spirit of freedom generally, that I think they're a little worried that if they try to do another lockdown, I don't know if they know what we'll do. What do you think, Uncle Milty? I don't think they know. I think they're a little sketched out because...
No. They're panicking.
They don't know what people over here aren't having it. There's a lot of countries that will go along with that nonsense, but I don't know that we will.
You know, the fact that they have such control over the media is an interesting phenomenon, too. Mm-hmm. Because Tucker Carlson has done an interview with Glenn Greenwald.
Uh-huh.
And they were talking last night, and they said, Greenwald said, look, go back to the turn of the century.
Mm-hmm.
Journalists were just everyday people. They weren't celebrities.
Yeah. Yeah. So true. That changed
yes. A
lot over the last 100 years. Oh, yes. We'll be right back. And you can call up on this if you want. We'll be right back. Kate Daly Show. I also want to talk about drones, the banks, and all kinds of things when we come back. So we'll be right back.